Your Majesty. It feels strange calling you that now. But your father's health is failing, and that's a crown on your head. How are you feeling? Now that you actually have that gold monstrosity resting on your skull. It's heavy. That's what they say. Are you ready to save a kingdom in turmoil, then? I ask only as a formality. You know we're doing this, right? Yeah, I'm the only one who talks to you like this. You would fall apart without me and my guidance, so... Yeah, I guess so. What are you gonna do? Execute me? Yeah, that's what I thought. Now, item number one. Getting married. Don't make that face. No. No, we're too high up. You can't jump out the window. Get back here. Name an easier way to garner power and relationships and alliances. What do you got? Exactly. You have nothing. Except a ring with no finger, and we're going to fix that. You have two options. Yeah, follow me. It's a door number one, door number two situation. I did not kidnap a princess. What is wrong with you today? Look, you know how your father rose to power very quickly? Yeah, and there was all those rumors about how he made a deal with a demon. Yeah, she's behind this door. Yep. Sorry. Yeah, you have 5 minutes to say hello. Yeah, the next one won't be ready until the sun sets. It's a long story. Don't step in her summoning circle, okay? All right. Get in there. Be charming. Well, 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 if it isn't the heir. What a pretty crown. Pretty face, pretty body. I got so lucky. Why don't you come closer and I'll tell you all about our future. A little more. A little more. I don't bite. your eyes. My name is Ivy. You were promised to me before you were born, you know. I never thought I was the marrying type. Oh, it's been a busy day for you, hasn't it? I'm sorry to hear about your father. I liked him. That's why we made a deal. No, I didn't marry him. That'd be kind of fucked up, wouldn't it? Good, you have a sense of humor. I like that. When you're my age, it gets boring if people take themselves too seriously. Yeah, I'm fun, I'm hot, I don't wear a lot of clothes. And I have enough power and knowledge to stop your kingdom from tearing itself apart. That power vacuum is going to be a real bitch. Your father ruled well. Why are you acting as if you have other options? We might as well just get married now. I'm tired of this summoning circle. The sun is setting. Can I have a kiss, Your Majesty? Oh, who knocks on a door to interrupt us?
Yeah, time's up. They've got to meet bride number two.
What? What do you mean, bride number two? Get back here. Explain yourselves, both of you. We had a deal.
Yeah, we'll get to that later. It's on the list. Bye-bye. First impressions? A scale of 1 to 10, how do you feel about her? Alright, bride number two is complicated. Yeah, I'm kind of sick of having to explain things to you. I think it's better if I just throw you in there. You guys can figure it out, right? All right, sure thing, Your Majesty. I'm so scared. Get in there. You're probably going to be safe. It's fine. Yeah, no, you can kill me later. Let's go. Yeah, go in the door, knock on the casket, and, yeah. A few minutes with this one, too, and then we'll get your initial impression. Good luck.
Oh, you have a crown on. Is that today? Sorry, I'm Eve. It's really nice to meet you. I didn't think you'd see me first thing in the morning. I haven't done my makeup. Oh, you're nice. I like that. Yeah, I'm a vampire. I mean, some people like us. There's a lot of romance novels with vampires. I have some. Right, no, your assistant, Val? She explained everything to me. Your dad made a deal with a demon. Yeah, this is the interesting thing about vampires. We tend to nullify things. Necromancers can't raise our victims, and demons can't uphold a deal with us. Or someone we marry. Marriage is a union and a contract. It's magical in and of itself. I never thought I'd be a bride after I was turned. But I'm happy to be a candidate for you. How are you doing, though? I see. It's hard, but try and enjoy this part. You're being courted, right? I'm sure the demon is beautiful and powerful. Maybe don't worry so much about who's best and think about who's best for you. But I've just met you and I already want it to be me. You smell incredible. Sorry, I haven't had breakfast. Don't worry, it's too soon to do that to you. I'm pretty old. I have a lot of self-control, so don't worry about it, okay? I'm rambling, aren't I? I'm nervous. Sorry. I had the biggest crush on one of your ancestors. You look just like them. Although I'm sure you're your own person. And I want to help people a little. I mean, I can only come out at night, and I should be talking about you. I know you probably don't have a lot of spare time, but what do you do for fun? Do you read? Horseback riding? I'm a little out of touch with what's popular these days. Oh, I like that. Val said we get to go on a date, so maybe we can do that together. Oh, there she is. Come on, you're done.
Right this way, Your Majesty.
I'll see you soon, I think. Thank you for visiting me.
Okay, and that's that.
What? You didn't think I was really going to put you in a situation where you had no choice but to take a demon deal, right? Don't worry about where I found her. Worry about how you felt.
No. On a scale of 1 to 10. We've done this already. Come on.
All right. Good. Yeah, next step is courting. We'll get them to go out with you in relative safety. And we see who you jive with. Please stop looking at me like you're grateful. It's disconcerting.
Of course I was going to help you. Okay, fine, you can hug me. No one's looking. You're welcome. Now come on, we have a schedule to keep and a kingdom to save.